Blog Talk Radio. somebody in this house tonight. Well, there's an atmosphere of a prophetic voice that's speaking right now. When God shows up, he speaks. He moves. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. That heavy burden is lifting right now. That thing you're facing is leaving right now. You're getting your victory right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Somebody who needs to be encouraged. Right now, your faith is returning to you. Your joy is coming back to you. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith on the Line. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Pate. Thank you to everybody for taking the time to be a part on tonight. But if you know that you need prayer, I need you to not just listen, but to get on the phone lines. You still have time to do so. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. I'm going to minister a little bit and pray what the Lord put in my spirit for tonight. So you still have time to get on the phone lines. I'm going to open the phone lines at the end just for you. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. Prophetess Pate, thank you for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted. I'm going to use for a foundation in prayer on tonight. Matthew 16, verse 19 from the NIV. Remember, the Bible says, what you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. The Lord has been talking to me about that scripture all week. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Just that particular part. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's the reason why many of you are experiencing a lot of spiritual warfare right now. That's exactly the reason why many of you are experiencing a lot of spiritual warfare right now. Because of words you have spoken out of your mouth into the atmosphere. Words that you have loosed into the atmosphere. Because again, remember, what you loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. And it's creating spiritual warfare. And since we know heaven mirrors the earth in response to things, you are experiencing spiritual warfare because of the war your mouth started verbally here on earth. Beloved, you just can't say everything you think you should say. I'm going to say that again for somebody. You just can't say everything you think you should say. Therefore, we're going to call back some things you said tonight, things you loosed into the atmosphere. We may not be able to take back what was said, but we can call it back. We may not be able to take back what was said, but we can call it back. There's a difference. Remember that. Another example that the Lord put in my, I had in my spirit all week was pertaining to Job in chapter 1. How Job said, perhaps my children have sinned. Therefore, I'm going to sow an offering, give a sacrifice on their behalf. Because perhaps they have sinned. He didn't know if they had sinned or not, but he spoke that into the atmosphere. Perhaps they have sinned. And the Spirit of the Lord said to tell parents, of course you know your child, and you know what they have the potential of doing, but still you have to be careful what you speak over them. Words have just as much power. Words have just as much power. Therefore, we're going to recall some things that were said on tonight. Call them back in the name of Jesus. Let's get started. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you look upon us on tonight, Lord God, because this word is hitting us all, God. We've all said some things, Lord God, that was not pleasing to you out of our mouths, Lord God, and created warfare upon ourselves, Lord God. spiritual warfare was released because of some things we said, Lord God. Therefore, we call back things that we said over our children. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, somebody, you said over your child that they're just like their dad. You're going to be just like your daddy. You are just like your daddy. Somebody else, you're just like your mother. You spoke that over your child. You spoke that they're just like their family members on one side of the family. You spoke that over your child. Therefore, we call it back on tonight. Somebody else, you've spoken negativity over yourself, saying that you're not where you're supposed to be, that you think you should be further along, that you're not the prettiest, that you're not the smartest. Nobody would ever want you. You spoke all these things over you. Now the devil is having a time in your head, messing with your mental health because he had you in a state of low self-esteem, and all kind of spiritual warfare has been released because of what you said. You don't know how to defeat the spiritual warfare. I'm telling you how tonight. You have to recall the words that you said. Repent, which means to change. Change your ways. Watch your mouth. And do better the next time. Because we got to recall some stuff on tonight. Somebody, you concerning your marriage, you said that year after year, things don't get no better. Year after year, this is the same old thing. Year after year, I don't know if we can make it. I don't know if we're going to make it. Somebody, you've told your husband, you get on my nerve. Told your wife, you get on my nerve. And guess what? You release warfare. Now y'all fighting in the house. Your children are upset because they're watching you fight. You done upset the whole house over a little petty comment. Yes, maybe you meant it, but you can't say everything that you get in your feelings and say. The Lord sent me on tonight to recall some things, to recall some things. No, you can't take it back. However it affected that person, you can't take it back. But you can recall it. Get it out of the atmosphere. Therefore, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every negative word that we have spoken. As parents, as spouses, as friends, as siblings, as employees, we take back every negative word we have spoken into our own atmosphere or even into somebody else's atmosphere, God. We take it back. We ask that you forgive us and give us a second chance to govern our mouth, God. Teach us what it really means when you say that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what it really means when you say that the tongue is a very small part of the body, but it's hard to tame. Teach us what you mean when you tell us in the word that we have to put a fence around our mouths, God. Teach us what you mean, Lord God, and show us exactly how to do that, God. We recall some things, and by recall, I don't mean to remember. I mean the same way that a manufacturer would come in and recall a product off the shelf because that product has affected somebody or has the potential of affecting somebody. The same way they do recalls on products. Tonight we're doing a recall on some of the words that we have spoken into the atmosphere, Lord. We ask that you forgive us and take that out of the atmosphere. Every negative thing we have said today, every negative thing we have said last week, every negative thing we have said a couple months ago, even a couple years ago, everything that is still lingering in the atmosphere that is upsetting the atmosphere in the heavenlies and causing spiritual warfare to come back on us, God. We ask, God, that you recall it, that you snatch it down for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be more mindful of what we're saying because every word means something. Thank you, Father. Every word means something. There's not one word that comes out of our mouths. The Holy Spirit says there's not one word that comes out of our mouth that means nothing. It means something. If you said it, it means something. So help us to get control and to speak what you would have us to speak. Align our words up with the word of God, with your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight that our mouths will stay to your ear. And no, you don't have to be a prophet to keep your mouth to his ear. That just simply means when you see something in the word, you take it for yourself. And that's the way you begin to speak. If God said it, then you can say it. If God didn't say it, then you don't say it. Just as simple as that. If God said it, then you say it. If he didn't say it, then you don't say it. You don't have any business saying anything that's outside of the will of God. And somebody, you wonder why your house is like it is, why your children are like they are, why your mother-in-law treats you the way that she does. It's the words that you have released. It's the things that you left in the atmosphere. Even though you thought the words were okay, I'm telling you on tonight to check every word that comes out of your mouth against the word of God. And if the word of God is in protest against what you said, in opposition against what you said, is it not? If the word of God is not in favor of what you said, then don't say it. We call everything back on tonight, Lord God. We take it even back from childhood, God. Things that we said and things that were spoken over us, God. We ask that you uproot it, God, the same way it says in Matthew 15 and 13. Jesus said these words. He said, everything that was not planted by the Father will be pulled up by the root. Therefore, Father, on tonight, God, we ask you to pull some things that we said out of the atmosphere. Pull it up by the root. Pull it up by the root. Destroy it so that it will stop destroying in our lives, God. You said in the word that if we are tired of the tithers, God, that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, God. And we ask that you come against the devourer for our sake. Don't let what we said give the devourer a reason to destroy us. Take it back. And we will govern our mouths more carefully from this day forward, from this night forward. We will do better. We will speak better according to your word. That means we're going to have to do studying. That means we're going to have to do some praying. That means we're going to have to be in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But that's okay, Holy Spirit. We are ready to change our ways. We got to do better in order to be better. And Father, I thank you on tonight that you're going to help us do that. That you're going to help that one speak better in their house so that things will line up. Let that person that is going through sickness right now begin to speak health over themselves in the name of Jesus. Let that one that's going through a financial challenge begin to speak finances on themselves. And don't speak that it's going to always be this way. It's a cycle. Every year we go through the same thing financially. No, 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 no. We take those words out of the atmosphere on tonight. You're acting like Job. You're projecting something onto yourself. You don't even know that. All you know is that it has the potential to go that way. He knew his children had a potential to sin. He didn't know if they were sinning or not, but perhaps they are. He spoke it. He spoke it upon them. He created spiritual warfare upon them. And you know the rest of the story, what happened in Job 1. Read it. It was bad. But it was all a test. And I feel like God is testing us on tonight. And I decree and I declare over our lives that we will pass it. Holy Spirit, help us to pass. Help us to pass. Help us to pass this. To get better behind this on tonight. And somebody, you just need to receive it. You need to receive it because you know there's a lot been going on. And after tonight, I pray that you understand why things are going the way that they are. God says, get your mouth in order. Get your mouth in order. And as far as I'm going with that on tonight, if you want to know more, tune in Monday night because we're going deeper. It's the same subject. I'm going to give more scriptures. I'm going to go into more detail. And I'm going to pray some more. But for tonight, I feel like that's all God wants me to release. So if that was your prayer, your word of prophecy, the word that you needed to be ministered to you on tonight, receive, receive, receive. And to God be the glory. Father, we're going to do better. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you're on this phone line and you know you need prayer, it's your opportunity to do so. This is your opportunity. I'm going to give you a few minutes to do so. Also, check out my 5 minutes of focus for those of you that are following me, Prophetess Stacy, on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, on my ministries page at Prolific Fire Ministry. The 5 minutes of focus will be dealing with the same subject as well. So check it out on Sunday. This was like a three-parter because the Lord just keep downloading more and more and more about this. So you got to get it all. Sunday, no, started with tonight, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for every bit of it. We thank you tonight, Father. I see that there are no prayer requests live on tonight. Your next opportunity to get the opportunity that rhymes. But anyway, your next opportunity will be on Monday. I will give you a number to call and talk to me one-on-one. I no longer open the phone lines live on Prolific Fire, but I will give you a number to talk to me directly if you need prayer. So if you listen to the sound of my voice, but you just couldn't get to the phone, your next opportunity will be on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Join me then. With all of that being said, to God be the glory once again. And everybody have a blessed, awesome night in the Lord. I'm out.